若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Verse 5, Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那我们再读第六章的第六十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 63.
叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
最后我们读约翰一书第三章。
Lastly, 1 John chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
约翰一书第三章第九节。
1 John 3:9.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God.
我们来有点祷告。
Shall we have further word of prayer?
主，愿圣灵再次把你的话启示翻译在我们里面。
Lord, may the Holy Spirit once again reveal and interpret your word in us.
好叫我们真是听见主的声音。
So that we could truly hear the voice of the Lord and we will be kindled.
祷告奉主的名。
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
我们的神呢，是一个启示的神。
Our God is the God of revelation.
他借着所创造的万物呢，启示他的永能和神性。
Through all the creation, he revealed his eternal power and his deity.
他借着这是给我一本圣经呢，把他的所事啊。
And through this Bible, he reveals to us who he is and all his attributes.
那他更是差遣他的儿子耶稣基督啊，来到人间，让我们看见了主啊，就好像看见父一样。
He even sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, into this world. So as we see him, we see himself. We see the God himself.
若不是神启示他自己
，If it's not for that the very God who revealed himself,
一个有限的人呢，永远没办法认识那无限的神。
Limited man could never have known this limitless God.
虽然神呢，他用了许许多的方面来启示他的自己。
Although God uses many things to reveal himself.
但是呢，他还必须要再做一件事。
Still, he needs to do one more thing.
他必须要把他自己的生命赐给我们。
He has to give his own life to us.
如果我们没有他的生命的话。
If we do not have his life.
我们面对他再多的启示，我们没办法明白。
We cannot understand all the revelations which he has given us.
如果没有神的生命在我们里面
，If we do not have God's life in us，
圣经向我们像是一本关闭的书。
The Bible to us is a closed book.
我们记得再多的话呢，我们就是不能明白。
Even though we memorize all the verses, we still cannot understand it.
感谢主，当我们一旦接受主的时候
，We thank the Lord that once we have received Him.
借着信呢，神把那个永生赐给我们。
Through faith, He's giving us this eternal life.
让我们这些活在他面前的人呢，不但能够认识他，能够经历他，还是跟他有交通。
So that all of us who live in His presence, not only we can know Him, experience, we can also have fellowship with Him.
借着他赐给我们的生命呢，我们呢更多的认识他。
Through His given life, we could know Him more.
当神把这个生命赐给我们的时候，我们有一个责任。
When God gives us His life, we do have this responsibility.
就是呢，要让这个生命呢，在我们里面要长大。
That is that we have to allow this life to grow in us.
我不能一直在耶稣基督里面做婴孩。
We can not be babes in Jesus Christ forever.
一旦这个生命赐给我们的时候呢，它必须要长。
Once the life is being given to us, it has to grow.
如果它不长的话呢，它终究要生病的。
If it does not grow, it will become sick.
这终究呢，那个甚至呢，好像看起来像死亡一样。
In the end, it looks like it's dead.
所以呢，我们必须让这个生命成长。
So we have to help this life grow.
要让这个生命成长呢。
For this life to grow.
我们要先认识这个生命。
First, we have to know this life.
我们越多认识这个生命呢，我们越能够有机会让它成长。
The more we know this life, the more chances we offer it to grow.
所以我们首先要来认识知道啊，这个生命是怎么生出来的。
So first we have to know how is this life born?
神怎么把这个生命赐给我们？
How does God give this life to us?
刚刚我们读的时候，他说：“人若不重生了，不能够见神的果。”
The scripture we just read says that if a man is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
除非我们这个生命呢，我们根本看都看不到神的果。
Unless we have this alive, we cannot see kingdom at all.
我们不能够认识他。
We cannot know him.
但是这个生命怎么来的呢？
But where does this life come from?
他说：“人若不从水和圣灵生的，不能够进神的果。”
And that's when he's born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以这个生命呢，一面是用水，一面是用圣灵生的。
So this life is brought forth on the hand with the spirit, on the other hand with water.
这水是指的什么呢？
What does water allude to?
有人认为呢，这个是我们所有的洗礼。
Some people say this is all the baptism we have.
但是圣经上从来没有告诉我们呢，那个物质的水呢，能够生出属灵的生命来。
But the Bible never tells us that material water can bring forth spiritual life.
只有灵呢才能够生出灵的生命来。
Only spirit can bring forth the life.
那么到底这个水是什么意思？
Then what is water?
在以弗所书第五章第二十六节。
In Ephesians 5:26.
他说呢，基督呢要用水呢借着道把教会洗净。
It says that.Christ will cleanse and sanctify the church with the washing of water by the word.
成为圣洁了，没有瑕疵。
Become holy and without any blame.
在原文里面呢，这个要用水呢，借得到啊，有一个特别的字在哪里？
Now in the East original, there is a special word in this part of the verse which says being washed with water with
my word. 在许多翻译本里面都没有翻出来。
So many translation versions have not translated it.
如果你看那个这个原文都汇编的话呢，它有一个谢谢词叫是在里面 in.
Now, if you read the concordance, you will find there is a special word which is in.
它是说呢，这个水呢是在那个话里面的。
So it tells us that this word is in the this water is in the word.
所以呢，在神的话里面呢，有一个东西叫做水。
So in God's word, there's something called water.
这个水呢，能够把我们洗净，成为圣洁，无有瑕疵的。
This water will sanctify us, will cleanse us, become holy and blameless.
所以那是道中的水呢，把我们洗净的。
So this is the water in the word that cleanses us.
所以我们是怎么样重生的呢？
So how are we born again?
我们是借着神的话重生的。
It is through God's word.
所以彼得前书呢，他说，我们重生呢，不是由于能坏的种子。乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
So in 1 Peter we read that we are born again not with perishable but with imperishable seed, which is the word of God, eternal, living and enduring.
是神的话呢，让我们重生的。
It is through God's word that we are born again.
神的话在我们里面做一个工作呢，让我们里面有个新的生命。
God's word works in us that we will have this regenerated life.
神的话呢是有能力的。
God's word is also powerful.
当人听见神的话的时候，
when we hear God's word,
接受了，
when we receive it,
神要做一个创造的工作。
And God will make do this creation work.
在以弗所书他那里他说我们要穿上新人了。
In Ephesians 5, we read that we will put on the new man.
他说这个新人呢是照着神的形象造的。
This new man is created according to the image of God.
这有真理的仁义跟圣洁
and the holiness and the righteousness.
所以呢这个新人呢是神再一次的创造。
So this new man is God recreation.
是神的话说到人中的时候他起了一个工作。
That's the work when God's word enters into us, the work is being done.
当初神怎么样造天地啊，怎么样造人呢？今天也是怎么样去造我们这个新人。
As in the beginning, God created heavens or earth.So God created new man also.
神在创造天地的时候，他说要有天，对不对？要有光，就有了光。
When God created the heavens and the earth, God said, "Let there be that there be light, and there is the light."
神说呢，我要照我们的形象，按我们的样式造人。
And God says that we created man according to our image and our likeness.
神说了，事情就成就了。
God said it, and it is done.
神借着地上的尘土啊，当人神。那么说要有这个按他形象造的时候呢，这人就被造成了。
Through the dust of the ground, as God said, He would create man according to His image. So it was done.
在我们新人里面的经历也是一样的。
This is the same experience we have in our new man.
当人听见神的话的时候
When we hear God's word,
神在里面创造一个新人
God created in us a new man.
再一次照照着他的形象造的
Again, it's being formed according to the image of God.
有真理的仁义跟圣洁
With the holiness and true righteousness.
我圣经上很多的这样的话说到我们重生的
In the Bible, there are so many verses that tell about our regenerated birth.
主耶稣说呢，人要听见神儿子的声音呢。就要活过来。
The Lord Jesus says, "A man will hear the voice of the God, and he will be raised up."
当神的儿子向人说话的时候
，When God's Son spoke to man,
我们在里面接受了。
In us, we received it.
神在我们里面创造一个生命。
And then God created this life in us.
不单是借着神的话
，Not only through God's word,
还借着神的灵
，But also through His Spirit.
当神的话说到人心中的时候
，When God spoke His word into man's heart.
圣灵把这话解释翻译在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit explained and interpreted in us.
他一面叫人畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备自己。
On the one hand, God's word would convict man of the sin of judgment.
叫人认识自己是罪人。
So people would know that they're sinners.
叫人悔改归向主。
They would repent and return to God.
同时呢，圣灵呢也在人里面的工作，在重生的事情上，圣灵也在那里工作。
At the same time, the Holy Spirit also works in the regeneration of life.
所以哥林多前书的第十章的时候，十二章他呢，十二章他说了，若不是圣灵感动了，没有人耶稣基督认耶稣基督是主的。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he says, if it's not by the Holy Spirit, nobody would claim the Lord, Jesus the Lord.
若是圣灵感动的话呢，也没有人说耶稣基督是可咒诅的。
And nobody will call Jesus accursed if not unless.
所以我们怎么样重生的呢
？But how can we be born again？
当我们听见了神的话
，It is when we hear God's words。
圣灵把那个话呢，坐在我们里面。
And it is when Holy Spirit formed His word in us。
神在我里面做了一个创造的工作。
And God thus does this recreation work in us。
第二次的创造呢，是神的生命的那个创造。
This is the second creation, which is the creation of God's life。
感谢主，当我们接受主的时候，神把这个新的生命创造在我们里面。
We thank the Lord that when we receive Him, He has created this new life in us.
我们必须要让它长。
So we have to help it grow.
这个生命怎么长起来呢
？Now how does this life grow?
仍然是借着神的话，仍然是借着神的灵。
Still, it's by God's word, by God's spirit.
一个生命呢，要成长的，它必须要吃食物的。
For a life to grow, it has to have food.
一个生命的自然的反应呢，就是它会饿。
The natural response of life is that it would become hungry.
我们饿了。
When we are hungry,
我们要吃东西。
We need to eat.
我们吃了东西。
When we eat,
我们生命的在就成长。
Now our life grows.
同样的，圣经上那个耶利米书这么说。
Likewise, in book of Jeremiah, it tells us.
说耶和华，我得到你的话呢，就当作食物吃了。
Lord God, I have received your word as a food. I've taken it.
你的话语呢，是我心中的欢喜快乐。
It becomes the joy and the gladness of my heart.
你看呢，我们这属灵的生命是怎么成长的呢
？You see how our spiritual life grows.
是常常来读主的话。
It is when you often come to read God's word.
所以呢，神的话呢，又称为生命的话。
So God's word is also called the word of life.
圣经呢，新约至少五个地方啊，说到这个道呢，这个话呢，就是生命的道。
Now in the New Testament, at least five times, whenever it speaks of the word, it speaks of the word of life.
彼得说呢，主啊，你有永远生命的道，我们还跟从谁呢
？Peter says that, to whom shall we follow, Lord? You have the word of the eternal life.
什么叫做生命之道呢
？Then what is the word of eternal life?
生命之道一面呢，他说到这个话呢，这个道呢，它是从生命中出来的。
On the one hand, it speaks.The fact that this word comes from life.
是从神的生命的源头里头说出来的。
It comes from the very origin of God's life.
生命之道呢，又说到。
Now the word of life also says.
生命之道呢，它的那个工作的目的呢，是要赐给人生命。
That the mission of His work is to give man life.
神的话呢，它的一个目的呢，是在这里面不但是创造生命，也让人的生命能够成长。带给人生命。
Now the purpose of God's word is not only to give life, but also help it grow to be mature.
生命之道呢，更说到这个道呢，必须在生命里来接受、
And、
来明白。
Also, the word of life can only be understood, be received in life.
所以你看呢，神的话呢，是神的道呢，是被称为生命之道。
So you see, God's word is called the word of life.
当人听见神的话的时候
，When men hear God's word，
神的话呢，在人的里面工作，带给人生命，赐给人丰盛的生命。
God's word works in us, gives us life, a more abundant life.
同样的，跟重生的时候是一样啊。
Likewise, this is just as when you're first born again.
当人听见主的话，吃主的话的时候
，When we hear the Lord's word, when we feed on His word，
还必须要圣灵的工作。
We also need the work of the Holy Spirit。
需要圣灵把他的话呢再一次启示、解释在我们里面。
We need the Holy Spirit once again to explain to interpret God's word in us。
所以呢，神的灵呢又称为生命的灵。
That's why。The Spirit of the Lord is also called the Spirit of Life.
在罗马书第八章，他说，他我们如何能够脱离罪跟死的权势呢
？In Romans chapter 8, we read, "How can we be set free from the dominion of death and sin?"
我们这个人呢，原来是被罪跟死捆绑的。
We were originally being bound by sin and death.
但是呢，圣灵来释放了我们。
But Holy Spirit has come to set us free.
那里的圣灵呢？圣经称它为是生命的灵。
There, the Holy Spirit is being called the Spirit of Life.
圣灵怎么样释放我们呢
？And how does the Holy Spirit set us free?
他在生命当中释放我们。
He set us free in life.
他赐给我们一个这个生命。
He's giving us this life.
给我们一个丰盛的生命。
He's giving us this abundant life.
让我们能够胜过这个死，胜过这个罪。
So that we can overcome this death and sin.
所以当时。我们要成长的时候，这神的话呢，还需要神的圣灵呢在里面解释。
So as we want to grow, not only we need the God's word, but we also need the Holy Spirit to do the interpretation work.
主耶稣说呢，当保惠师来的时候，就是圣灵来的时候呢，他要做一件事。
The Lord Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, comes, he will do one thing.
他呢要我们想起主耶稣这句话。
He will bring remembrance to us that we will remember the Lord's word.
不但是在我们读主的话的时候需要圣灵解释。
Not only when we read God's word, we need the Holy Spirit to interpret.
当神的话摆在我们里面的时候呢，还需要圣灵把它再拿出来想起他的话。好好思想，到底这个话什么意思
？When the word is being placed in us, we still need the Holy Spirit, Spirit to bring it out, to meditate upon it, to ponder over it.
我不知道你们呢有没有看过牛啊？这真的牛啊
？I don't know if you have ever seen real cows.
我想年轻人可能在电视上、在书本上看过牛啊。
Maybe you've seen oxen in the books or on TV.
你们有没有看过真的牛啊
？Have you ever seen real oxen?
我小的时候，我们家后面是一大片稻田。
When I was young, in the back of my house, there was a swath of rice land.
这个那时候呢，还是用水牛来耕田的。
And in those days, they still use the water oxen to plow the field.
每天就看着牛在后面耕田。
So every day I would watch all those oxen plowing the field in the backyard.
然后不耕田的时候呢，他就在吃草。
When they were not plowing, they would be resting and chewing the cud.
那么他在休息，他都是做什么呢
？And then what were they doing when they were resting?
有时候看到，我有看到那个牛啊，就躺在那儿。
Sometimes I just saw the oxen lying on the grass.
我看见他嘴巴在动。
And I saw their mouths were moving.
我说旁边也没草，也没食料，他嘴巴一直在动呢。
And so there was nothing beside all those oxen. Why is their mouth were moving?
我那时候是不明白这些事情。
And I couldn't understand that.
长大的时候呢，我发觉才知道，原来牛它会反刍的。
And after I grew up, I realized that oxen chew their cud.
它的胃呢有四个胃啊。
They have four stomachs.
所以当它把很多的食物呢吃下去以后，先摆在那个最大的那个牛胃里头。
So after they have taken all the food, they would place all the food in the biggest stomach.
在那里泡着，在那里浸着哈。
It's soak in there.
然后呢，等他休息的时候呢，他就发觉他那个食料会出来到他嘴巴上，他开始嚼，开始反刍，开始嚼。
And then when they're resting, the food will come back up into their mouth, and they would be chewing the cud.
他们跟我说，这牛一天呢最少要反刍六到八次。
They say they do this 6 to 8 times each day.
所以你发觉呢，他只要休息的时候，嘴巴就在动，在动，在动。
So you will see that whenever they're resting, their mouth would be always moving.
神的话说到我们里头的时候，是不是很类似？
Now, isn't this very much like God's word when it's being spoken into our heart?
我们有的时候，神真是带领我们好好来读主的话。
When God really leads us to study His Word thoroughly.
有时候我们一读了，读了好多章，读了好多话。
Sometimes we just read so many chapters, so many words.
但是呢，有些懂，有些不懂。
And some of them we understand, some others we don't.
当我们在安静下来的时候。
When we quiet down,
圣灵要来做一件事情。
Holy Spirit will come to do one thing.
他叫我们能够想起主的话。
He will make us remember the Lord's word.
再把我们的读过的话呢，再一次拿出来咀嚼，咀嚼到底什么意思？
So we will chew on the very words which we have already read often to really understand what they mean.
当我们在安静的时候，
when we are
quiet,
when we are meditating on God's word privately,
圣灵呢，让我们来更多的思想明白主的话。
Holy Spirit helps us to understand, to think more on His word.
那个大卫他说呢，他说我在床上纪念你。
David says, I remember you on my bed.
在夜更的时候我思想你。
In the night watches, I meditate on you.
他思想主，他思想主的话。
He meditated on the Lord, on His word.
他说我里面呢就像宝宝那个满了那个宝珠是吧？不是吧？
满
骨髓肥油哈。
And then David says, "My heart is filled with all the fullness of the fat."
哎，当我们在读主的话的时候是甘甜的。
When we read God's word, oh, they're so sweet.
当我们在一个安静的时候呢，甚至在床上，在晚上的时候，我们思想主的话，圣灵在带领我们思想主的话，更是甘甜。
Now, but even it's more sweet, and when we are quiet before Him, we're on our bed, we're meditating over His word.
所以借着神的话，借着他的灵，让我们重生，让我们能够长大。
So through His word, through His spirit, that we are born again and we grow thereby.
如果我们不来读主的话的话，
if we do not come to study His word,
我们不来常常依靠圣灵的话，
we do not come often rely on the Holy Spirit,
我们得不到那个生命中的喂养。
We will never receive the provision of life.
所以你发觉呢，神的话，神的灵，跟那个生命呢，是连在一起，分不开的。
So you see, God's word, God's spirit, and the life are inseparable.
所以主说呢，我向你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。
So the Lord says, the words I speak to you are the spirit of life.
我们来试着来咀嚼这句话哈。
So that's all. Try to chew on these words.
他不是说呢，我的话需要圣灵。
He's not saying that my word needs Holy Spirit.
我的话呢，能够产生生命。
Or my word can bring forth life.
他说我的话呢，就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord says my word is spirit, is life.
我们读读不懂哈，到底什么意思哈？
Then we cannot understand it when we read this.
话就是话，灵就是灵，生命就是生命啊。
Well, word is word, spirit is spirit, and life is life.
他是说到呢，这三件事情呢，它本质上是一样的。
But the Lord is saying that in essence, all these three things are the same.
话呢是神的话。
Because the word is God's word.
灵是神的灵。
Spirit is God's spirit.
生命呢是神的生命。
And this life is God's life.
话呢是生命的话。
Now this word is the word of life.
灵呢是生命的灵。
The spirit is spirit of life.
在我们那个思想里面呢，这三件事情可能可以分开的哈。
Now in our thoughts, these three things are separate.
但是在我们生命的经历，在经历当中呢，三件事情分不开的。
But in our experiences, we know they are inseparable.
它不但他们的本质相同。
Not only they are the same in essence.
他们工作的目的相同。
But also the purpose of their work is the same.
他们最终要做一件事，让我们能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Now in the end, they will all contribute to helping us grow, attaining to the fullness of the measure, the stature of God.
所以在以西结书三十七章那里给我们看了一个图画。
So in Ezekiel 37, we could see this picture.
那神呢把以西结带到了旷野去，一个平原去。
Now God brought Ezekiel to a valley in the plain.
他一看啊，那个在片上面呢，都是那个骨头。
And he took a look. All the valley was full of dead bones.
而且呢，是非常枯干的骨头。
And they were very, very dry.
大概都死了很久很久了。
Maybe all these people died for quite a while.
那神呢，要以西结呢说预言。
Now God wanted Ezekiel to prophesy.
他说呢，你要向这些枯骨发预言。
He says, some of them prophesied to these bones.
他说枯骨啊，你要听神的话。
And dry bones, hear God's word.
他说我要使我的气息的进入到你们里面。
I will make my breath enter in you.
你们就要活过来。
You will come to life.
我要叫你们长上筋。
I will put sinews to you.
加上肉。
I will cause the flesh to grow.
铺上皮。
And cover you with skin.
让你们能够活过来。
So you will come to life.
这时候呢，以西结呢，他就遵着命令了，开始说预言了。
So Ezekiel obeyed God's word and prophesied.
他的神的话呢，借着他的口说出来了。
Now.God's word was spoken up by Ezekiel's mouth.
他这么一说的时候呢，突然地那个发生了一件事情。
Once he spoke, something happened.
他听见那个响声啊。
He heard noise.
地开始震动。
He heard rattling.
他发觉那骨头跟骨头相碰啊。
And he saw that all the bones came to each other.
就好像原来是一些散骨头啊。
It was originally scattered bones.
突然发觉那个头骨呢，开始找那个什么脊椎骨。
And all of a sudden, it seems the skull of the head came to look for the spine.
脊椎骨开始找胸骨。
And to the bones of the breast.
然后呢，开始找手骨，开始找脚骨。
All the bones of hands and feet.
就都成了一个骷髅。
They all came up, become skeletons.
然后呢，他们骨跟骨之间呢，长上了筋。
And then there was the sinew being put between bones.
长出了肉。
And flesh came up.
铺上了皮。
And covered with skin.
哇，这那个原来是一片那个枯骨啊
！It was all the dry bones.
哇，是变成了满山满谷的人呢、啊、
Now it became all the people filling up all the valley.
但是呢，这些人呢，没有气息。
But still, these people did not have breath.
没有生命在里头。
There was no life in them.
所以神呢，要以西结继续说。
So God told Ezekiel to prophesy again.
他说风啊，要来要吹到他们的鼻孔里头去。
God says.Let breath come into their nostrils.
到后面呢，他就说呢，那个风呢，就是神的灵。
In the end, it tells us that, that's God's spirit.
当神的灵一进到这些尸体里头的。
When God's spirit entered into these dead corpses,
他们就通通活过来了。
They all came back to life.
不但是活过来啊。
Not only they came back to life.
他们成了一个极大的军队。
They became an exceedingly great army.
这个寓意象呢，它固然是说到以色列他们家如何要复兴的。
This vision speaks how the house of Israel will be brought forth.
更是说到今天呢，神在教会他百姓当中所要做的那个重生的工作。
It even speaks more of the regenerative work that the Holy Spirit will perform in God's church.
借着神的话。借着神的灵，让我们活过来。
Through God's word, through God's spirit, we will be made to come back to life.
不但是这样子，还要让我们成长。
Not only so, we will also grow.
长大成人呢，成为一个极大的军队。
We will all grow up, we'll become an exceedingly great army.
感谢主啊！我想我们信了主了，我们都知道我们有一个新的生命。
Now we thank the Lord that after we believe in the Lord, we all know that we have this new life.
我们可能说不清楚。但是我们知道我们里面有改变。
Maybe we cannot explain it well, but we do know that there is change in us.
但是呢，我感觉呢，我们呢，我在问的时候，我们怎么样对待这个新人呢
？However, as often as how shall we deal with this new man?
我常常觉得，我们呢，神给我们一个新的生命呢，我们怎么对待他呢？
When God has given us this new life, how shall we deal with it?
好像我们做一个 project 哈。
It's just like you're doing a project.
好了，我们现在神给一个生命了。
Now God has given you this life.
长有一个小婴孩了。
Now you are a babe in the Lord.
他也开始有点长大了。
And the babe grows.
那你发觉呢？他是他，你是你。
Then now you realize that it is it and I am I.
这个生命呢，在我们身上不是那么主观的经历。
So this life is not that subjected in our experiences.
当我们来读主的话的时候
But when we come to read God's word,
当我们来聚会的时候
When we come to meetings,
我们好像是活在那个新生命里头
It seems that we all live in this new life.
当我们回到世界的时候
But when we go back to the world,
我上班的时候
When I go to work,
我上学的时候
When I go to school,
好像回到旧人里头去
It seems like I go back to my old man again.
这到底怎么回事呢
So what is this all about?
神赐给我们一个生命，是让我们做装饰品吗
？No, God has given us this new life is simply for the purpose of adornment?
甚至呢，我们拿这个新的生命来做夸耀吗？
Or even use it as some kind of boasting thing?
还是我们把它当作一个进天堂的那个这个进入场券呢？
Or the very ticket by which you can enter heaven?
神赐给我们的生命呢，是要我们活在其中，走在其中的。
Now God has given us this life so we could live in it and walk in it.
这个属天的生命呢，不应该是一个很特别的时候才活在里头的。
Now this heavenly life is not being used only in very special occasions.
神要我们，他赐给我们生命，要我们天天活在这个生命里。
God has given us this life so that we could live in it daily.
但是呢，我们觉得这很抽象。
But we feel this is also abstract.
我要问你说，你现在是活在新人里面呢，还是活在旧人里面呢？
If I ask you, are you living in the new man or in the old man?
我说呢，我好像是活在新人里面。
You might say, it seems that I live in
the
new man.
但是我又充满了旧的思想。
But I'm filled with all the old thoughts.
那我们到底是活在新人还是活在旧人里面呢？
So am I living the new man or old man?
我们要活在这个新的生命里面。
We need to live in this new life.
我们必须要认识这个生命的特征。
Now, to do this, you have to know the characteristics of this life.
我们要知道在什么情况下我是活在这个生命里面。
We have to know under what circumstances we are living in this new life.
在什么时候呢，我不是活在这个生命里面。
Or in what circumstances we are not.
我想呢，圣经里面最少呢说到五个方面这个生命的特征。
In the Bible, it at least shows five aspects of the characteristics of this life.
首先呢，这个生命呢是不能犯罪的生命。
First, this life is a life that does not sin.
我们刚刚读的约翰福音第三章第九节，他说啊。
We just read a verse in 1 John 3:9.
他说凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Whoever is born of God does not sin.
因为呢，神的话在他里头。
Because the seed remains in him.
同时呢，他也不能够犯罪。
Also, he cannot sin.
因为呢，他是从神生的。
Because he has already been born of God.
很多解经家不明白这句话是什么意思。
So many theologians do not understand
what
this
means. 所以你如果你看 NIV 翻译的话呢
？So if you read NIV version's explanation,
他是说呢，我们这个是意思说我们不是继续活在那个罪，我们不能够继续活在罪里头。
It tells us that we cannot continue to live in sin.
那基督徒呢会不会犯罪呢
？Can Christians sin？
但是当基督徒当然会犯罪啊。
Of course they do。
但是呢，基督徒呢不能够持续在犯罪。
But Christians cannot steadfastly sinning。
我想呢，这不是这句话的这个意思啊。
But I do not believe this is what the verse says。
基督徒会不会犯罪
？Can Christians sin？
基督徒会犯罪。
Yes, they do。
所以呢，前面他说呢，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的啊。
So in the previous chapter, he says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous.
如果我们认罪我们的罪的话，神要赦免我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, God will forgive all our iniquity.
但是呢
，But
如果我们活在这个新的生命里面
，If we live in this new life,
这个生命呢，它是不会犯罪的。
This new life does not sin.
首先呢，它能够不犯罪。
First, it has the ability not to sin.
因为呢，神的道那个在他里面。
Because God's word remains in him.
对，我们记得是神的话使我们重生的。
Remember this, it is God's word that regenerate us.
是神的话呢使我们长大的。
It is God's word that makes us grow.
这个神的话呢是一个宝剑，神的宝剑。
This God's word is a sword of God.
所以当我们活在这个生命里头
，When we live in this life,
我们能够不犯罪。
We cannot sin.
那个撒旦呢，好像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行啊。
Even Satan is like the roaring lions, prowling all over the place.
那个吞吃了许多的人。
Trying to devour so many people.
甚至基督徒啊，不活在主里头，也是被吞去。
Even those Christians who do not live in the Lord are devoured by him.
但是如果我们活在这个生命里面的话
，But if we do live in this life,
就好像那个大卫啊。
Then it's just like David.
当这个狮子来的时候啊
，When the lions came,
他可以抓住这个狮子的那个胡须啊
，He could simply grasp the whisker of the lions,
把这个狮子给打死
，And beat the lions to death.
所以他说呢，从神生的，他能够不犯罪。
So the Bible tells us that he who is born of God does not sin.
但后面他更进一步说
，And then we read furthermore,
这个生命呢，他不能够犯罪。
This life does not sin.
因为他是从神生的。
Cannot sin because he has been born of God.
他已经没有那个本事去犯罪了。
It does not have the ability to sin.
你知道那犯罪呢需要很多的本事的啊。
You know to sin you need to have a lot of abilities.
最近台湾呢抓到一个那个枪击要犯了。
Recently, in Taiwan, they called this really vicious criminal felon.
他呢逃亡将近十年了。
He was on his run for about 10 years.
没有人能够抓得住他。
Nobody could grab him, come close to him.
但犯罪真是有本事的。
He had this such great ability to simply commit sins.
但是这个很稀奇的是神的这个生命呢。
But amazingly, God's life.
没这个本事去犯罪。
If you have God's life, you do not have the ability to sin anymore.
当你活在这个生命里头的时候。
When you're living this life.
你以前习惯说谎了。
If you used to tell lies,
你活在神里头说，你突然说不出，不知道怎么说谎了。
If you do live in this life, all of a sudden you don't know how to tell lies.
你忘了怎么样骂人了。
You forgot how to curse, how to scold people.
你不知道怎么犯罪。
You simply do not know how to sin.
他说呢，是从神生的他不能犯罪。
So whoever is born of God cannot sin.
所以这个生命的第一个特征呢，是它是不犯罪的生命。
So the first characteristic of this new life is that this is a life that does not sin.
如果我们能够胜过罪呢，我们就活在这个生命里面。
If we can overcome sin, then we know we live in life.
这生命的第二方面的特征啊。
The second trait of this new life is.
它是非常丰富的。
It's very abundant.
非常多彩多姿的。
It's very eventful.
主耶稣基督他来的时候，
When the Lord Jesus came,
他说人子来的是要叫羊得生命。
He said, I came to give life to the flock.
而且呢是得了更丰盛的生命。
For to you to have more abundant life.
这个生命呢，不是很贫乏的。
Now this life is not a poor one.
不是很单调，很枯燥的。
It's not a dry one. It's not a bland one.
这个生命呢是多彩多姿的。
This life is full of events.
你看看神的创造，你就知道了。
Look at God's creation.
每次到春天的时候。
Every time when spring comes.
啊，我看见那些树啊，真是里面真是充满了那个赞美。
As I look at all the trees, my heart just overflows with praises.
光那个在春天的时候，光是那个树叶呢，就好多种的颜色。
Just think of the leaves. They have so many colors in the spring.
有浅绿的。
They have light green.
有黄色的。
Yellow.
有红色的。
Red.
有深咖啡色的。
Or dark brown.
有浅咖啡色的。
Or light brown.
啊，你算了，这个光是树叶的颜色啊，你就算不清楚。
Just take a look at the shades of the color of the leaves. You cannot count them.
所以神在我们里面创造这个新生命也是一样。
So likewise, the new life that God created in us is the same.
它是非常丰富的。
It's abundant.
它是不单调，不枯燥的。
It's not dry. It's not bland.
如果我们来读主的话的时候。
Now, when we come to read God's word.
我们发觉呢，读着读着非常枯燥。
We often feel that it seems so dry as we read it.
好像读不出什么东西来。
It seems nothing comes to us.
你发觉了你不是在那个生命里面。
Then you know that you're not in that life.
如果你在那个生命里面的话。
If you are in the life.
啊，这本神的话呢是非常非常丰富的。
The God's word is so abundant.
你每一次读的时候呢，都有不同的感觉。
Every time you read it, you will come up with different feelings.
每一次读的时候，神都有把新的亮光赐给你。
And every time you read it, God will give you new light.
当我们在服侍神的时候
，and also when we serve God，
我们不是一成不变的
，it's not we're always doing the same thing。
我们不是抱着传统的紧紧不放的
，we're not holding on to traditions and not giving in。
神的生命在我里面呢，让我们常常有些调整。
Because God's new life is in us, we often would have some adjustment。
我们如果跟着生命的光中行的话呢，神今天让我们有这边有些改正，明天呢，在那些有调整。
Now.If we walk in the light of life, then today God would ask us to make some adjustment and others to make some changes.
也许呢，我们播饼的时候同步翻译不是很好的一个方法。
Maybe at our communion service, it's not a very good method to translate simultaneously.
神的生命，我们生命带领说，我们换一个方法。
Maybe God's life in us saying, let's change, have another way.
生命在里面是非常活的。
Because this life should be very living.
绝对不是死的。
It's not dead.
一个活的聚会呢，是来的时候呢，里头啊，满了喜乐，满了这个什么那个满了神的同在啊，里面呢是一点都不枯干的啊，一点都不单调的。
When you come to a church that's living,then you should never feel that it's dead, it's dry, it's bland, tasteless.
这是生命的第二个特性。
And this is the second trait of this new life.
那么第三生命还有第三方面的特性。
Now, the third characteristic of this new life is,
就是呢这个生命呢是有活力的，有能力的。
That this life is powerful, it's living.
它让我们呢能够殷勤的来服侍主的。
It enables us to serve the Lord diligently.
在罗马书第十二章的时候，他说一个奉献的人呢之后有什么样的生活。
Now Romans 12 we read what kind of life a consecrated person would have.
他说了一件事啊，就是要殷勤，不可懒惰。
There it says not lacking in diligence.
要心里火热的，常常服侍主。
Servant in spirit, serving the Lord.
所以一个有生命的服侍呢，是一个殷勤的服侍。
So a service of life is a diligent service.
就当我们在殷勤的服侍的时候呢，我们却不觉得疲倦。
When we serve diligently, we do not fear weary.
如果是我们在生命里的话,
as long as we serve in the life,
我们可以有很多很多的服事。
We could have so many services.
同时，但是呢，却不觉得却不感觉疲惫。
But at the same time, we don't feel tired.
因为神的生命呢，在我们是有能力的。
Because God's life in us is powerful.
他在我们里面催促我们。
It impels us.
他说要务要坚固呢，不可摇动。
Telling us.Be steadfast, not moving.
常常竭力的多做主工啊。
Abounding in the work of the Lord.
你知道那个神的生命在我里面是有大能的哈，不是软弱的。
So God's life in us is powerful, it's not weak.
所以呢，他能够带领我们呢，有各式各样的服事来荣耀我们的主。
It leads us into different services to glorify God.
生命呢，在第四方面的一个特性。
The fourth characteristics of this new life is
就是呢，在我们非常虽然一面呢，我们是非常的殷勤。
On the one hand, we are very diligent.
另一方面呢，我们里面却有安息。
On the other hand, we have rest in us.
在生命的里面的服事的一个表现呢。
This is a manifestation of service of life.
就是里面有安息。
Then that there is rest in you.
因为你知道呢，你所服侍的呢，不是靠着你自己。
Because you know the reason that you could serve is not by your very own means.
是主在那里做。
It is the Lord who is doing.
主借着我们做。
Lord does things through us.
所以呢，成败不在我们。
So whether this thing succeeds or not, does not depend on us.
主他自己要负一些的责任。
It is the Lord who will take all responsibility.
所以我里面呢非常安息。
So within me, I am restful.
那大卫呢，他是一个非常殷勤的人。
David was a very diligent person.
他一生呢，为着神殿呢，用尽的那个心思啊，那来准备材料的建神的殿。
All his life, he mustered all his thoughts and efforts to build to prepare materials for building God's temple.
但是呢，大卫呢是一个非常有安息的人。
But at the same time, he was a man of rest.
他说呢，我的心啊平静安稳。
He says, I have comforted and quieted my heart.
好像那个断奶的婴孩呢，在母亲的怀中了。
Like a weaned child rests against his mother.
他说：“我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。”
Like a weaned child within me, so is my soul.
所以你看，大卫呢，他一面他非常的殷勤。
So you see, David, on the one hand, he was very diligent.
但是他在主里面呢，却是这样那么样的安息。
But on the other hand, in the Lord, he was so restful.
所以一面呢，在如果我们在生命里面来服侍主的话
，So on the one hand, if we serve the Lord in life,
一面呢，我们殷勤，在殷勤当中呢，我们有安息。
So on the other hand, we're diligent, but while being diligent, we have rest.
那另外一面呢，我们在安息当中呢，来殷勤的服侍主。
The other side of this is that in rest, we diligently serve.
生命呢，在第五方面的一个特征啊。
Now the fifth characteristics of this life.
就是这个生命呢是有感觉的。
Is this life has feeling?
你知道，只要我活的那个一些动物啊，它一定有感觉的。
You know, for a living creature, it always has feelings.
只有死的东西才没有感觉啊。
Only dead things have no feeling.
所以，如果这是神的生命是一个活的生命的话呢
？So if God's life is the living life.
在我们里面一定有那个感觉。
Within us, we do have this feeling.
这个感觉呢是真实的。
And this feeling is true.
非常实在的。
It's very solid.
这不是我们这一厢情愿的。
It's not just our wishful thinking.
神借着生命中的感觉呢，带领我们往前去。
Now through this feelings of life, God leads us forward.
在约翰福音的第一章啊，他这么说。
In John, Book of John, Chapter 1, we read.
他说呢，生命呢在他里头。
Life is in him.
这生命呢，就是人的光。
This life is the light of man.
他说这个生命呢，是在耶稣基督里面。
This life is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个生命呢，会是人的光。
And this life becomes the light of man.
我们不读这个时候不太明白是什么意思哈。
As we read this, we don't quite understand it.
生命就是生命了，光就是光了哈。
Because light is light, life is life.
生命怎么变成人的光了呢
？How could this life becomes life？
你知道光呢是做什么呢
？What's the purpose of light？
光呢是用来照明的哈。
The light enlightens.
你如果没有光的话，你走路会跌倒。
If you do not have the light, you will stumble on your way.
你开车会出车祸。
You will have a car accident if you drive.
你读书呢，你看不到字。
And you read, you cannot see words as you read.
那么在我们人的属灵的灵界也常常需要光的。
Now in our spiritual matters, we also need light.
我们读主的话呢，需要光呢。
As we read God's word, we need light.
我们没有读的，没有光的话呢，我们常常读不懂主的话。
Without this light, we do not understand His word.
如果没有光的话呢，我们常常不知道怎么样来服侍，怎么样走路。
Without the light, we often do not know how to serve, how to walk.
今天我要选这个学校。我还是要找，但他要选另外一个工作。
Or whether today which school I should choose, which job I should take.
需要里面的光的引领。
All these need the light to guide you.
但是呢，生命怎么成为人的光呢
？But how could this light become the light of man?
生命怎么会变成我走路的光呢
？How could this light become the light in which I walk?
我觉得呢，是借着生命里面的感觉。
I believe it's through the feelings of life.
神把那个他要做的事情呢，摆在我们生命里面。
God has already placed the things he wants to do.
给我们一个灵里面的感觉。
He has already given us this feeling in our spirit.
记得这个感觉呢，我们知道主的神的意思是什么。
So through this feeling, we know what God's word is, what God wants.
我们只知道该下一步该怎么走。
And we know what's the next step we should take.
光呢？里面人的里面的感觉呢？生命里面的感觉是很多种的。
Now there are so many kinds of the feelings of life.
有时候我们在灵里头有喜乐的感觉。
Sometimes in our spirit we are joyful.
我们灵里面有忧伤的感觉。
And sometimes in our spirit we're sorrowful.
但是我们在这里所说的感觉呢，是一种平安的感觉。
But the feelings we talk about here are the feelings of peace.
在腓立比书啊第四章他这么说啊。
Now Philippians 4.
他说：“你们应当一无挂虑。”
We read, "Be anxious for nothing."
只要凡事呢，记得祷告、祈求和感谢。
By prayer, supplication with thanksgiving.
把你们所要的告诉神。
In everything, make your request known to God.
借着祷告呢，我们把我们向神来求，神来告诉我下一步该怎么做。
Now through prayer, we make known our requests. To God, and God will tell us what to do next step.
他说呢，神在基督里面所赐给那个出人意外的平安呢，在耶稣基督里面保守你们的心怀意念。
And the verse says, the peace which surpasses understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ.
我们祷告的时候呢，怎么跟神说，我这样做可以吗
？When we pray, we say to God, Lord, can I do this?
神呢会把那个出人意外的平安，你。想都想不到的平安，你不能够解释的平安告诉你。
And God will give you this peace which surpasses understanding, which you cannot explain.
叫你知道该该不该这么做。
So you would know whether you should do it or not.
我们呢要顺服里面那个平安的感觉。
So we have to obey these feelings of peace.
我们呢多顺从这样的感觉呢，就你的感觉越就越敏锐。
The more we obey this feeling, the more keen we would have this.
同时呢，在灵里面还有那个不安的感觉。
And also in our spirit, we also have these feelings of unrest.
有一天呢，保罗呢，他到那个特罗亚，他在哥林多后书，他说我从前呢，为着福音呢，到了特罗亚去啊。
In 2 Corinthians, we read that Paul one day, for the sake of preaching the gospel, went to Troas.
他说呢，神也替我开了福音的门。
Even God has opened the door for him.
哇，我们一说呢，神都开门了，神印证了，对不对？
So always, we would say, wow, God has opened the door for him. This is God's testimony.
那我得赶快好留下来，好好在这边做主工了，传福音了，对不对？
So of course I should stay at Troas and work diligently to do God's work.
但是保罗他说呢，因为我没有见到兄弟提多。
Then Paul said that because I did not see my brother Titus.
所以里面那个不安呢。
And because of the unrest in my heart.
所以我就离开他们了，到那个马其顿去了。
So I left them. I went to Macedonia.
尼弟兄他说了，有很多的那个解经家呢不明白这句话。
And brother Ni says that so many Bible expounders cannot understand this.
我们今天做事的话都是找印证，对不对？
Today as we're doing things, we always are looking for some assurance.
我们呢，就里面感觉不敏锐的，说神啊，给我这么一个印证，给我们那个印证，对不对？
Because our feelings are not that keen, so we would say to God, Lord, give me this evidence, give me this assurance.
神一旦给我们这个印证的时候啊，
But once God gives you this evidence,
哎呀，我们欢欢喜喜的，我们就这么做下去了，对不对？
And joyfully, we simply do it accordingly.
但是在这边呢，
But here,
保罗他到特罗亚那边已经神给他开了福音的门了，印证这么明显了。
Paul went to Troas and God had opened the door for the gospel work and the evidence was so clear.
但是呢，他说我里面不安。
Then Paul said, I had no rest in my heart.
他不能够留下来。
So he could not stay there.
虽然外面有印证。
Although there were our evidences.
但是保罗呢更是顺服他里面的带领。
But Paul obeyed even more of the leading of his feeling inside.
他知道里面的那个感觉呢，里面的带领呢，比外面的那个外面的光景还来得重要。
He knows that the inner feeling, inner leading are more important than the outward leading.
所以他是学习呢，活在这个生命的感觉里。
So he has learned to live in this feeling of life.
他常常顺服里面的感觉。
Often he obey the feeling of his life.
这样子的一个生命呢，是一个这样的一个生活呢，是在活在这个生命里面。
Such a life is a life that lives in spirit.
我们学会了活在这个生命里面的话。
If we have learned how to live in this life,
我们就知道该如何来服侍神。
Then we would know how to serve our God.
我们就知道如何来聚会。
We would know how to come together as assembly.
我们知道如何来传福音。
We would know how to do witnessing.
我们来传福音呢。
When we preach the gospel,
不是只是说一些道理。
It's not simply some teachings.
不是呢，那个给大家讲说一些好听的话。
We're not simply saying things that pleasant to their ears.
我们传给人的呢。
What we preach.
不但是我们自己所信的。
It's not only what we believe.
更是我们自己所经历的。
But also what we have experienced.
我要告诉你我的耶稣啊。
And I want to share with you about my Jesus.
这个耶稣呢，他为我死，你知道吗？
This Jesus died for me. Do you know it?
这耶稣呢，天天带领我，你知道吗？
This Jesus leads me every day. Do you know it?
这耶稣在我里面是活的，你知道吗？
Do you know this Jesus is living in us?
这是我在里面生命的经历，你知道吗？
And this is my inner experiences.
我们在传福音的时候呢，我们是在生命中来传。
As we share the gospel, we should share it in the life.
我们在生命当中来见证。
We should bear the witness in the life.
我们在生命当中来服侍。
And we also serve in the life.
最后呢，我讲一个故事。
Now, lastly, I would like to share with you a story.
从前呢，在大陆啊，有一个裁缝。
Before in mainland China, there was a tailor.
那么他有一天他听了福音，他信了主了。
Now, one day after he heard the gospel, he believed in the Lord.
但是呢，他只是在脑子里面信哈。
But he only believed in the gospel in his head.
那么里面并没有大什么大大的改变。
And there wasn't that much change in him.
所以呢，他以前的脾气很不好。
He had a very bad temper before.
所以他呢，信了主之后呢，他脾气还是一样。
Now after he believed in the Lord, his temper remained the same.
常常骂他太太，有时候甚至有时候打他太太啊。
He often scolded his wife. Sometimes he beat her.
有一天呢，这个有一个人拿一条裤子来，新裤子叫他来改啊。
Now one day a customer brought a trouser for him, you know, to modify.
他跟他太太说呢，我现在要去聚会啊，你好好在家里改啊。
So he told his wife, now I have to go to the meeting. Now take a do it carefully.
我回来要改好了。
Make sure when I come back it is all done.
他就出去了。
So he went out.
那太太大概工作一天很累。
Now his wife after all of his work was very tired.
她就坐着坐着打起瞌睡来了。
Now as she was working, she became sleepy.
她手上呢有大概抽旱烟吧。
Maybe she had this pipe.
旱烟倒了。
And it fell down.
把那个裤子烧了一个洞。
And burned a hole on that trouser.
哇，她一惊起来，吓坏了啊。
And she was startled and was just so scared.
哎呀，这怎么办？这人家新裤子啊。
What should I do? This is the customer's new
trousers. 那我太太回来，我先生回来的话，一定把我骂死了啊。
When my husband came back, I would be doomed.
那说不定他还会打我呢。
He probably would beat me up.
哎呀，紧张得不得了。
She was so nervous.
那一天呢，她的先生去聚会。
Now on that day, as her husband went to the meeting.
那是个祷告会。
That was a prayer meeting.
在祷告会的时候呢，圣灵大大的工作。
And right at that prayer meeting, the Holy Spirit worked mightily.
圣灵抓住了这个人。
Now the Holy Spirit simply grasped this person.
突然他发觉呢，他实在是个罪人啊。
All of a sudden, he realized he was such a sinner.
我过去这怎么信的啊？
How did I believe all this time?
他看见他自己是一个罪人。
He saw.
他痛哭，他悔改。
He was a sinner. He was weeping bitterly. He repented.
神的灵在他身上大大的工作。
And God's Spirit worked in him mightily.
他真的是成为一个新的人。
He now became a new man.
啊，欢欢喜喜回到家里头去。
And joyfully he went back home.
那太太一看到他回来了。
And the moment his wife saw him in,
啊，紧张的不得了。
She was so nervous.
哎，那个这个伺候这个伺候那个啊。
She did all she could trying to serve him.
他先生说了，哎，那条裤子呢？那也是修好了没有啊？改好了没有啊
？So the husband goes, What happened to the trouser?
吞吞吐吐不敢讲话啊。
What was it done?
最后他说了。我把它烧了个洞了。
And the wife chokingly said, "Oh, I burned a hole in it."
她那个一边说了一边发抖啊。
And the moment she said it, she was also trembling with fear.
她的先生说。
And his husband goes,
"Hey, 我们不是还有一块布料，可以一样的布料吗
？Don't we have another a new patch of new material, the same as this one?"
已经快十一点了。
It's almost 11 o'clock, kind of late.
我们赶快加工，再做一条出来给他吧。
Well, let's hurry up.
Let's
make a new trouser for him.
他们就连夜赶出来，这做出条新的裤子来。
So they work all night and they finish this new trouser.
他做完之后呢
？After the work was done.
他说你今天怎么了
？And the wife goes, "What happened to you today?"
他说什么怎么了
？And he says.What happened?
他说你怎么今天怎么不生气不骂人呢
？How come today you're not angry? You did not yell.
他说呢，我在聚会的时候呢，碰到了我的主。
He said at the meeting I really met the Lord.
主改变了我。
The Lord changed me.
我以前可真是对不起你啊。
Oh, before I did so many wrong things to you.
我做了很多错的事。
I did so many things bad.
求你原谅我。
Please forgive me.
哇，太太感动得不得了。
The wife was so touched.
两个抱在一起哭啊。
They simply hug each other and cry.
太太跟他说。
And his wife said.
那下次什么时候聚会啊
？Next time, when are you going to the meeting?
我要跟你去聚会。
I want to go with you.
以前呢，我是你那个样子，我不会跟你去聚会的。
Well, if you were just like before, I would never go with you.
哎呀，你如果耶稣是这样子的话，我也要。
If Jesus is like this, I want him to.
看嘛，这是一个生命上的见证。
So you see, this is a testimony of life.
我们所见证的主呢，是一个活的主。
The Lord that we testify is the living Lord.
在我们生命上中改变我们的主。
He is the Lord who changes us in our life.
我们呢所传的主呢，不是只是知识，不是只是道理。
And the Lord we proclaim is not just knowledge, it's not just teaching.
我们的主呢。
The Lord we preach is the very Lord who leads us daily. He provides for us in our life through His Word. Through the Holy Spirit, He enables us to grow. Oh, if only when we come together, at the meeting, may the Lord be merciful to us.
不但是带着生命来聚会,
not only we come to the meetings with our life, but also let us manifest the Lord's life.
当人来到我们当中的时候呢,
so when people come into our midst, it's not the, just simply words.
不是知识,
it's not simply knowledge.
他们是碰到主的生命,
people would actually touch the Lord's life. 他们在这里得到生命, and here they will receive life.
在生命当中成长,
and also in life they will grow.
愿主怜悯我们,
may the Lord be merciful to us.
我们点祷告,
let's have a word of prayer, please.
我们感谢赞美你,
Father, we thank you, we praise you.
你借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们,
through the Lord Jesus resurrection, you have begotten us.
在我们里面有那个活泼的盼望,
oh, and have given us this living hope.
Oh, 主我们感谢你,
oh Lord, we thank you.
Oh, 你赐给我们的生命是何等样的生命,
oh, the life you've given us is such wonderful life.
是何等荣耀的生命,
what a glorious life.
是得胜的生命,
what a triumphant life.
是永远的生命,
what a eternal life.
是不能改变的生命,
which cannot change.
不能朽坏的生命,
which can not imperish.
主我们感谢赞美你,
oh Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
带领我们在这个生命当中生活,
oh, lead us in this new life.
在这生命当中行走,
lead us to walk in this life.
带着上在这生命当中来见证你,
and also bear witness of you in this
life. 因为你是复活的主,
because you're the resurrected Lord.
你是生命的主,
you're the Lord of life.
我们感谢你,
we give thanks to you.
带领我们,
thank you for leading us.
祷告奉主的名,
we pray in the Lord's name.
Amen, Amen.